Sunday night, or Levov Elul, and we're continuing in the Shemaisa, that talks about Chazaka Derava or Chazaka Derabba. And I looked around in the Achrayin, and there's not much there. We can go weiter. Perek Yudalid, right? We learned Perek Yudalid, he's based on Yud Gimel, and now we're up to Yudalid. And we'll start Kosov Marit B'tshuva. We start off with the Tshuva's Marit. He brings down the whole Tshuva's Marit. The cause of Rashba B'tshuva was Elishono. The case in the Rashba was that a Yosoma was Niskacha, like a Kiddush Hektana, right? In the case of Mia. A Yosoma was Niskacha, and she did Miyun. And now the question was, people were not exactly sure how old she was. And if the Miyun was a valid Miyun, they weren't sure how old she was. They weren't sure how old she was when the Kiddushin happened. What? When
the Kiddushin.
What?
The question is, was she
Mepodesh when the Torah? Yeah, the question is, how old was she when they did the Kiddushin? So the Rashba says it's a Suffolk Yerais, and you have to go to Chumrah. Because if she was of age, then it's Kiddushin D'Yoraisa. So it's, and the Miyun doesn't help. Do it again. So something D'Yoraisa L'chumra. The Zel Lashon Hukach Ishazu Kivin Shin Estapku V'Mispar Shino Seha. Anu Choshu Shin Shemo Higiyah L'chal Shonim U'Mukadesh Esmina Torah. So that's, okay, that's basic enough. Something D'Yoraisa L'chumra. The Nivdaka, now the Rashba is, and even if she was Nivdaka, below Motu Lo Simonim, Anu Choshesh in Shema Nashru, we Choshesh Shema Nashru. That's what the Rashba is saying. And if so, she's Mekudeshes Minat Torah. If Nashru, Uchadurava like Rabba Paskins, the Rashba says in Perek Yeshu Dovin that Chayshinon Shema Nashru. Elishes Lishashiv Khan. This is still the Rashba talking. Why don't we have a sex vacuum? You're saying you don't know how old she is. And even if she went him slimy gil the Klal Shonim, so they give you a Simonim and Nashru, so for Gloivir. You don't know, you checked her and there's no Simonim. So maybe Nashru, but maybe not Nashru, maybe she doesn't have Simonim. Well, her is a Svek Svaker that she's a Ktan. So you should be Mekel. Svek Svaker, you could be Mekel. All sex fake, I feel the Michelle Terra's in the Kula. What? What do you mean? What does it mean? Sex fake, even in the Suffolk derisive, sex fake, you go to Kula.
I thought not so.
I don't know what you want. That's what the Rashba says.
I thought it's sex fake.
I don't want this to get lost because it's a lot of money. This is going into my cheshbon of paying up the chayv.
Your cheshbon.
This someone gave me this to for the chayv.
Perfect.
So fine. It's a cheshbon amount of money there.
Yeah,
what do you mean? It was sex maker.
Yeah, no, sex maker is derisive. No,
even in the Soviet derisive, sex maker is cool. You have to understand something. You're smarty pants because you're sitting here in Tufshin I am Gimel. When the Rashba wrote his tshuva, there was no Shulchan Aruch, there was no Shach. There was like nothing. There was maybe Rif. And there was no printing press, so who said anybody had the Rif? Who said anybody had a Shas? They didn't know what to do. You go up on the tshuvas of Rashba with thousands and thousands and thousands of tshuvas. Even the Rashbas we have, some of them are very basic stuff. Anyway, the Rashba says, but I'm not so sure. But Filu Hachi, what happened? Why did I put this in my pocket? But Filu Hachi, any Raya Bezela Hako, I'm not so sure if I'm going to be Mako. Yesh Odlis Yashiv Adover. I gotta think about this. I'm not ready to be Mekel so fast. So now you're gonna say, ah, I was right. See? I was right. Atkan Lashono. So now the Marit takes over, and the Marit says, what's the Rashba's problem? Venerally Atam, this is the Marit talking. Kilo Rob is El Hokel. Dein Mokamomakan Svek Sveka. Tim Salim at the ball of Klal Shonim, the Rashba probably holds that there's no suffek, or at least it's not a suffek hashokol, maybe she doesn't have simonim. Shuvain lehis topic velomar shem alohivio simonim. That's what it should be. I don't know what you have in your print. Shem anoshru. It should be opposite. Shem alohivio simonim. That's what, you know, English topic velomar shem alohivio simonim it should be. That's what you should, it should be. The chazokah alim tahi, because the chazokah of Rava is a strong chazokah. It's called a vadai, a korov vadai. That's what the Marit is saying. The mishabol lechal shonim evia simonim uchud Rava. Right? The lo amrinon, and therefore we don't say, oh, lamin lo chashin shem anoshru. The only time we'll say that maybe there's no simonim, and maybe it was not noshru, but maybe there never was simonim, is if to be machmir, so she can't do chalitza. Elalahachmir b'shal toira kachalitza will be machmir. Afilu b'sofik harachok. Avogadika chazaka derava. Now he's looking at it. Remember, we had ping pong back and forth in the sugya sagamara. So the Marit is saying, as he's naming on, that we will say chazaka derava. We'll push derava. We'll push it as a kar of levadai, but we won't let him do chalitza, and that'll be the chumra. Aval yoylam chazaka gedolehi, mishem sheviya, ain't kind of a sofik echad, so you really don't have a sofik sofika here. Sofik bo lechal shonim, how old is she? Okay. Afkan, kiven di amrinim mishem bo lechal shonim chazika heviya simonim, En kan sofek. The tfei ikul meimar, because it's tfei, sheviya v'noshru, the shchiach, that happens quite often, that noshru. Tfei, it's, now he's presenting it at least like, it's certainly not a sofek hashokol. It's certainly more logical that she had v'noshru, mimashinomar shlo heviya simon. The ein regila shlo tovi, because you have chazaka de rabba. Vahad the boitkin lemiun bekidushin derabbanon. We say that if a Yisrael Mektana who's 12 years old wants to be mamayin, right? So we say that, you know, if he wasn't boil ho after she became a gedoyla. So then there's a concept that there's Kedushin Durabonon. And it was not Kedushin Mir, but Kedushin Durabonon. If he was not boiled her and she became a Gdola. Like the Durabonon, the Kedushin sort of grew up with her. Kedushin Mirun Chazok, Hevia Simon and Venoshru. So then you boy the car. If the worst that could be is a Kedushin Durabonon, so you buy the cov, and if there's no two Cyrus, you let her be mamayin, because it's only a question of kedushin derabbana, not a kedushin deraisa. Hashem lamishim lechashinu lechazaka derava, alakivin derabbana nehem shetiknu kedushin biyisoy mektano hem asma momru shetmoin kol zolan shlo hiviyash tei Cyrus lefoneinu. Meikara hachatiknu vehem omru vehem omru, atkon lishonu ayin shom. So, in that case, it's not because we're not that Chazaka Derava is weak, but Chazaka Derava is strong. But the Rabbanan said that if you don't see Cyrus, you can be Mamai.
They just
want to
make it easier
to get out of it. Yeah, hey, Mamma, hey, Mamma. Yeah. What you see from the Marit, says the Shmaitza, the Sphere lay, the Chazaka Derava less based fake a clow. It's really not a sofek, it's not a, certainly not a sofek hashokul. Uchavada yechoshev. That's what Marit basically says, and that's Pshat and the Rashba, why there's no sfek sveka. Bafilu nivdeka vein lo Cyrus. Amrinan de noshru vadai. We assume they were noshru. The chazoka shagil, the chalshon, and reveal Cyrus. I am shok. Okay, so that's the Marit. Ubezen nearly Yashid, the Shmaitza says, now comes like a long piece, and in the piece he's going to bring down a famous, I don't know, famous, I know, the Behuda's Kasha on a Toysus and Baba Basra. And he's going to infer he's going to answer the Noida Behuda's kasha on Tosis. Now he's going to, now on the bottom here in the Shmaitzim of Awareness, he brings down the whole sugya, because you have to learn the whole sugya. If you want to get above a Basra, it's probably because I had to learn it inside. Above a Basra. Of Kufnan Dalan Amit Beis. The Shmaitzim starts off with the Tosis, but to understand anything, you have to see the Gemara. Should I tell Jacobson to come back downstairs?
I think it would be good.
Yeah, like, I don't think his tine is a tine anymore. It's not that noisy anymore,
but
unfortunately.
Him being here helps.
No, his tine was the noise, but unfortunately there's no more noise.
Problem, right?
Unfortunately, the only noise that we have now is an echo.
Tell him to come down, and if it's too noisy to go back
where's up. Noisy? The problem was it imploded. The whole chabura imploded. I don't know why. I think probably when he went away,
that's
when it imploded. Kuf Nun Vav Amud
Beis.
I'm sorry, Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. No, I'm going to learn it inside the Shmaitzim of Hueris. Plus, I went to great lengths to buy this Shmaitzah, so I have it here at the back. That's why I went to such lengths to buy this Shmaitzah. Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Maybe it starts from Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Well, wow, yeah. Wow. I don't know. Wow.
We've been down and went out the last time.
Yeah.
The old Simon.
Yeah, but the show is
short one?
No, it continues. It's not so long. What's the wow? It's not a
low one. No, it starts on the top of the omelet. Okay, we have to learn before this omelet. There's a Mishnah, and the Mishnah previous to Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. There's a Machlekes Rav Meir and Rabbanon. Someone wrote all of his Nechasim. Someone was called Nechasim Leploni. And then he was Chayzer from his Matana. His Taina was he was a Shchiv Mara when he wrote it. And the din is, when you write all your nechasim, and then you get better, so you can be chayzer from the matana, because he only gave it with the understanding that he's going to not be having much use for the nechasim anymore, and now he's all better, so he wants to be chayzer from the matana. So his taina is he was a sheshchibra. The makabel hamatana, taina is he was a bori. You can't be chayzer from the matana. Too late. Okay. Rav Meir says Hano Saint Sorech Lahavi Raya that he was a Shchiv Mara. The No Saint has to bring the Raya that he was a Shchiv Mara in order to maintain the Nechasim. And Chachamim say no, Amoitim Achavel of a Raya, and the No Saint is called the Muchzok, and the Makabel is called the Motzi. Amoitim Achavel of a Raya. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now there's a machlekas in the Gemara, and that's what we're learning about. Daf Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. There's a machlekas of Birch Nimrish Lokish. What raya means? What kind of a raya do you need? Rav Meir says the noisin has to bring a raya. The noisin has to bring a raya that he was a shchiv mara. He has to bring a raya that he was a shchiv mara.
He's trying to be motzi from the guy he gave.
No. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say the loss of motzi from a raya. They look at the Makabel as the Motzi. Maybe let's think of it as Karka, whatever. But okay, so Raya B'mai.
So, we're
not holding anywhere near the Tosfos yet. I don't know. So, Rabbi Yochanan says Raya means Eidim. That Rav Meir holds the Nosein has to bring Edom that he was a Shchiv Mara. Because since now he's a Bori, so we go Basa Chazaka Dahashta, and we see him as a Bori, So he has to bring a raya be'edim that if he wants to claim he was a shchivra. And Rabbanan hold, you don't go baser hashta, and the no saying is the muksak and the nechasim, so the makabel has to bring a raya, because the meitzu mechavel of a raya. So that's what raya means. Raya b'may, so I guess it's the same machlek as Ravuna and Avchista and Rabba Baravuna. And raya be'edim, that's one side. The other side is that all raya means is much less. Raya just means he has to be mekayim the shtar. When they say metz mechavel of a raya, they don't mean the mekabel has to bring a raya and that the fellow was a bari. He just has to be mekayim the shtar. He has a shtar, and once he's mekayim the shtar, the guy can't tie the mezuyif. So he can't tie anything. He has no migul. Sometimes you have a migul the mezuyif. So if I'm Mekayim the Shtar, you have no more Migud the Mezuyif. In other words, the Nosein would be Nemon only with a Migud. He's a Shchivmara, with a Migud he could say the Shtar is Mezuyif. So the Chama say, go be Mekayim the Shtar. So there's no more Migud the Mezuyif. There's no more Migud the Mezuyif. There would... The makab, the nosein would be nemon to say he was a shchiv mara, but only with a migud de mezuyif. So the makabel should be makayim the shtar. So there's no more migud de mezuyif. Okay, but he doesn't have to bring edim. He just has to be makayim the shtar. The nosein wants to is. The Nosein is saying he was a Shchivra. Rabbanon say he's right, and the other guy is Hamas Mechavel of a Raya. But now the Gemara is discussing what kind of a Raya does the other guy need. And Rish Lakish is saying he doesn't really need all that much of a Raya. He just has to be Mekayim Mishtar and take away the Migu from the Nosein. And once the Nosein lost his Migu, he's not Neman to say that he was a Shchivra. Adam is fantastic. Adam is the best. Adam is the best. Adam is Adam. This is the famous machlokas. Rav Meir holds that since the nosein is modeh, that it's not mezuyif. So this is called modeh b'shtar shekoslo, ain't tzorach l'kaimo. That's like a machlokas of the shas. So since the nosein is modeh, that it's not mezuyif, that he wrote the shtar. So the makabel doesn't have to be mekayim the shtar anymore, and there's no more migul, and there's no more pesha osar, and all that stuff. So that's the machlokas. Now the Rav Meir is modeh that in Rish Lakish is modeh that in Rav Meir that the who has to bring a raya according to Rav Meir, makabel who has to bring a raya according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, the nosein has to be a raya that he was a shchiv mara, so that would have to be a raya with Eidim. That would have to be a raya with Eidim. Rav Meir, Rish Lakish is molded that the nosein has to be a raya with Eidim that he was a shchiv mara. Machlokas is what kind of a raya does the makabel need? So according to Rav Yechanan, he needs the raya with Eidim. And according to Rish Lakish, he just has to bring a raya. Wait, he has to bring a raya that it's a good shtar. Wait, but according to Rav Meir, he doesn't have to bring a raya. It's a good shtar. That's why Rav Meir is chaylik, because since the nosein is molded, it's not mezuyif. So he's not nemet to say he was a shchiv mara, a migul mezuyif. That's moed b'shtar shekos moed tzarach l'kaimo. Whether there is such a migul, not such a migul. Once you admit it's not mezuyif, you don't have a migul anymore. That's the subject of other sugyas and shas. Why not? Tosis, that's like a famous inyan. But that's what comes out here. That Rav Meir holds moed b'shtar shekos vo ain't tzarach l'kaimo. That's what it's called. And the nosein is mode that he wrote the shtar, it's not mezuyif, so he doesn't have a migul the mezuyif. You know why doesn't he have a migul? But that's sheet that I'm mode the shtar ain't tzarach l'kaimo. So there's no migul. So if there's no migul, Rav Meir holds, right? There's no migul. second, there's no migu. So the makabel doesn't have to be makayim the shtar. Right, so Meir holds the no sign has to bring a raya that he was a shimra, and there raya means be'edin. Right, okay. While Rabbi Yochanan holds the makabel has to bring a raya, while Rabbi Sluggers holds that, but the makabel only has to bring a that. Rabbanan who hold the makabel has to bring a raya. He has to bring a raya that the shtar is not mezuyif. Take away the migul. That's machlekes of Meir Rabbanan. Okay. Now, so now we're going to focus on the machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish according to Rabbanan that the makabel has to bring a raya. So Rabbi Yochanan holds he has to bring a raya be'edim that the fellow was a bari. And according to Rabbi Meir, he only has to be mekayim the shtar, and he could say the guy was a bari. According to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds raya be'edim. Again, we're talking about the shita of Chacham that the makabel has to bring a raya. In order to win the Dentaira, he has to bring a raya that the guy was a bari.
Bari with an aleph, healthy.
Right. Okay. He was a bari,
wasn't
a okay. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he has to bring a raya be'edim that the guy was a bari, because otherwise the no say there's neman to say he was a shchibmara.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has a migu, he could say the star is mazuyev. What? And Rabbi Yechlin and Rabbi Shlokish holds he only has to bring a raya, he only has to be Mekayim the Shtar to take away the Migu. And then, right, so that's the Machlokas here. Uporuch Rabbi Yechlin, right, let me write this. Uporuch Rabbi Yechlin and Rabbi Shlokish. So I guess we're on Kufnun Dalet Amun Aleph. The last 10 lines, like Ezra Rabbi Yechlin Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Maisa B'Bnei Brach. The Brisa says Maisa B'Echad Shemochar B'Nichsei Oviv U'Meis. And now the other Kroivim are coming and they want the Yerusha Samuch L'Mechira, and he died Ubo B'Nei Mishpachto V'Iru Lomar Kotanoya Bishas Misa. He was a cotton. Ubal Vishalus Rabbi Akiva Mahulavotko. As we knew he was 13, the question is did he bring two sires? So more thought at this point that the Lakuchos are the Motzi. The Lakuchos want to be Motzi, they kind of the guy sold them the Nukhosim. So they want to be Motzi from the Yorushim. And the Yerushim Atayne didn't bring two Cyrus, so his Mechira is nothing. So the Lakuchos want to check him. So Amalem Rabbi Akiva, Iyato Rasha Munovlo, it's an evil Hameis to go check him Lachar Misa. So, Simona Masuyim Lishtanas Lachar Misa. It won't do you any good, because even if it changes, and even if Adarav, now it looks like he's a Godol, maybe we would be able to tell it's a Shuma B'Alma if we checked him, if he was alive, and maybe it changed.
Wait, they want to turn him as a cotton.
The Lakuchos are timing it was a cotton.
They want to check. There's nothing there.
The Akiva said,
Cyrus can grow after me.
That even if we see he was a Gadol, you're not going to have a riot.
Hair continues to grow.
They want him to be a Gadol.
No, they want him to be a Gadol. The Kukos want him to be a Gadol. He sold an apostle to them. He's dead. He sold an apostle and he died. The Kukos want it to be. Okay, so. So Rabbi Yochanan asks, "I'm Reish Lakish, Bishlam, according to me, that the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah that who has to bring a raya? The Makabel has to bring a raya as Be'edim, that he was a Bori." So here also, they want to bring a raya that he was a Gadol to be Motzi from the Yorush of the Yerusha, and they couldn't find Eidim, so they wanted to be Boidekim. But according to you, that all you have to do is be Mekayim the Shtar and take away the Migu, and then we look at the Shtar and we assume the Shtar is good. So here also, you can be Mekayim the Shtar and assume that the Shtar is good, meaning that he's a Gadol. So Reish Lakish answered Rabbi Yochanan that Enochanami, the story is the Lakuchos were the Muchsokim. They grabbed the Nechasim already. The Yorshim were the ones that wanted to be Moitzi. So the Yorshim wanted to be Vaidikim, that he's not a Gadol. That he was not a Gadol. The Yorshim was the one that wanted to be Moitzi. So his Lakish brings a Raya that it's the Yorushim, because Rabbi Kiva said to the Ma'arim, Mi'atem Rashoim L'Novlo, and they were quiet. So you see, it was the Bnei Mishpacha that wanted to do it. If the Kukos wanted to do it, so they should have said, well, you know, we spent good money here, why do we have to worry about Nibulo? Like, he messed up. So you see, okay. So that's the Gemara. I'll come places.
Very, very.
It probably means to exhume the body and check your money. So Toysis asks, according to the Havamina, that Lukuchos were the Ma'arim. Why did Rabbi Kiva say they have to bring a raya? He was a Gadol. Tosfos asks, this whole thing is just, why don't you say that if he was of age, so probably he had Simonim, like Rava's din, Chazaka de Rava. That's Tosfos' kasha. Chazaka de Rava. If we knew how old he was, so why do you have to check him for? That's funny, that would mean that they have to bring a raya, he was a Gadol. Why do you have to bring a raya for? Why don't you assume he's a Gadol? That he could save Simonim because of Chazaka de Rava. So Tosfos answers that it's talking about they checked them before the Mechira. They checked them, I don't know why they checked them. After he became 13, they checked them, and they didn't see Cyrus. So that's why we have a suspect, maybe he's a cotton. Okay, so that's Tosfos. This is again complicated. Okay, thanks to the Shmaisim of Awareness, we can. So the Noi de Behuda asks on Tosfos, this is too complicated. The Gemara changes everything around, flips around all the sheetahs. Wait. This is like, no. The Gemara at the end changes around the whole Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and changes around the whole Rabbeinu and Rabbanon. This is like really, really, really complicated. You have to almost get into the sugya. Wait. Maybe we could cheat and just go to the Noi de Behuda's Kasha, which is. It seems, I don't know, we could cheat. I mean, the Noi de Behuda goes through the sugya and proves, and he asks a kasha on Tosfos based on the idea that Chazaka de Rava is not a real Chazaka Vadois. I mean, if we could cheat and not go through the whole cheshbon, the Noi de Behuda's kasha on Tosfos is that Chazaka de Rava is not a Vadai. So then, if we go cheat, then we go Ulufima Shekos of Marit back in the Marush in the Shmaitza. In other words, the words in the Shmaitza, it's really complicated. My kusha duma ma'idlo, I need the cloud of the chli alma saga b'ki and mashtak sabas the toises and the badik the alas of raizu etli chidoyla shein lahashim ayin sham shirchiach mizet the chazok of the rabbi no ala sofek Ulufima Shekos of Marit. Afilu nivdikav loynim to Cyrus nami amrina machmas chazaka the rabbi shavia Cyrus for nashru the regilas b'kach she nashru. So according to the Marit, that chazaka the rabbi is so strong had the rabbi that even if you didn't find Cyrus, you assume shema that nashru. You came to lomotzinu lemeimar the loynim dakhlau. Then came my Mahani Bedikas Amishpocha Shirozo Levot to Laharos Katnuso or Gamim Loyim to Ulo Simonim Amrinon Vade Hevi Venoshru Gam Rabbi Akiva the Heshiv Lemishpocha Simonim Asuyim Lushanus Lachamiso Havilo Mechayim Loy Mahani Bedika Amrinim Islam and Noshru Mishim Chazoka Devade Hevi Yismanim Bismanu El Al Korchach Mayrik Shenivdiku Velonim to Cyrus. I guess you could tell that loin nashru. I knew shenivd that koydim aperik v'nimtzu Cyrus acha aperik nami hoye boys on Cyrus. Pas tovah they caught the hoye bismano because tayv's man is kulif nayv's man. I am beishpul v'chilam al kocha mari lo shenivd that boyv shloye le Cyrus. B'shoy shoy magiel l'shonim im kain tulek arzoka derava. Okay, it's really, really. Well, we could skip over the whole sugya, and his point is that according to the Marit, you can answer the Noidibu discussion. Noidibu has like a bomb kasha and says, I can prove from here conclusively that Chazaka Derava is not a Vadai, but according to Marit, you can't prove it. The whole point is sort around how strong Chazaka Derava is. We'll stop here. I don't know. Anyway, we'll stop here. But I don't know if we're going to go through it. The whole thing is just a cheshbon. Cheshbon hasugya. The sugya really is a megaya.